and repatriating Bakke's materials to Sri Lanka.
Yes, so Bakke happened after, like, when you started to work together, then you thought of the re-study.
Well,
how did you plan the re-study?
It was part of the impetus behind the ARCE, was to return materials like Bakke's to India, to an institution in India.
Uh-huh.
When we finally got the Smithsonian and the Ford Foundation to support this through the AIIS, then the first collection that was given was the Bakke collection and Nazir's entire collection, which I completely copied. In 1983, Asian Cultural Council gave the grant, and it was all digitized and copied, and that's where those materials are. And so when we came in 84 to, after the staff was all put into place and cataloging was going on, we planned this restudy trip that would be jointly participated in by the ARCE staff along with the two of us.
Okay.
So for different parts of the trip, we had different staff members according to their language expertise and things like that.
Okay.
So Saraswati Swaminathan came with us to the Tamil countries.
Mm-hmm.
But my background was in Dravidian languages, and so we chose South India to work in first for that reason, so that I would have, you know, more of a linguistic sensitivity to the materials. And then we would work with area experts in each place, in Kerala and Karnataka and Tamil Nadu. We selected that region. Basically because of my background in Tamil, so that we would be more equal as collaborators on the first restudy project.
Bakke was also very interested in dance.
Well, and music was so often concomitant with dance that that's why filming was desirable.
Even if he's filmed just dances.
Yeah, that's interesting, because it wasn't usually musicians in front of the camera. Because maybe that isn't so visually interesting as seeing dancers, or in some cases, like the musicians in.
But he used to use this material for his lectures.
Yes,
that's the reason.
And he edited several films from the lectures. One was called Masks and Faces, which was for an exhibit called Masks and Faces, and that film has never been found. So we presume that most of the best footage got taken out. For those few publications, the Masks and Faces film. Another film was made of the Kota dances. And
Kota dances are the Vedas.
Yeah.
On the list also.
Yes, and that's in our film. But there's the Todas. Oh, what happened to all the Toda film footage? Nobody knows. Because evidently it had something to do with some exhibition that was shown somewhere. And we were told in England that somehow it went north. We could never figure out where north it might have gone. And
so I think we'll stop the recording at this point.
Yeah.
Put on the air conditioner.
Oh. Thank you, Amy. This has been, it's been such a joy meeting you.